Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will find everything to get the cleaning company that you deserve. If you would like to be a guest on the show, have questions for me, or wanting to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, for all of these things at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Warren Jacobs. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because we had him on previously as a representative of the CSSA, the Canadian Sanitary Supply Agency. He is back now as president or owner of his company, Mr. Chemical. Mr. Chemical Limited has been providing North America with janitorial supplies since 1973. If you would like to reach out to Warren and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.mcl for Mr. Clean Limited, mclgreen.ca. Well, Warren, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So, Clean Nation, I got to give you a little insight as to how this guy got back on. We had such a good conversation. If you haven't listened to the episode we did on CSSA, I will put a link in the show notes page. Go check that out, because if I do say so myself, it was downright fantastic. The reason I had Warren back is he did such a good job talking about that, and he has a lot more information on. I'm constantly coaching people on, hey, you've got to, you know, don't be shopping at Costco or grinding for the lowest price or have seven different suppliers that you're trying to manage. These are all bad strategies. Find the right supplier and really create a strategic alliance to make sure that there's a lot of mutual value and there's a lot of synergy, and you can get a lot more than just saving a nickel on, you know, wood cleaner. That said, Warren's got, he's probably forgotten more than I know about sanitation supply and how that kind of industry can best sync up and match with owners of cleaning companies. So I figured I would have him on, take a quick nap, and just let him talk about what that looks like. So I guess the first question I've got, Warren, is what just general coaching, and then we'll get specific, but what general coaching can you give to, what's the best way to approach, build, and nurture a relationship with your sanitorial supply company?
Well, I think, you know, we distributors such as myself and manufacturers, we really crave that opportunity to work with cleaning contractors, cleaning companies, and even the facilities that they're cleaning. So we're here to support that, and it's pretty easy to get our attention. So any opportunity that you have to work with us and to include us in the process right from the beginning, right on through, you know, make sure you do that. And there's a ton of value added things that we should be providing as well.
Cool. Well, I'm going to ask a behind the scenes question if I could. I know in every industry, we've all got those customers like, oh, good Lord, that guy's calling again. If I have to talk to him again today, I'm going to scream. And then you've got other customers like, hey, it's Warren. I can't wait to talk to him. So excited. What can we do? Because again, I'm always coaching just from common sense. I hate the like, well, I'm going to shop 14 different places and save, you know, a percent and a half on my janitorial supplies bill. I'm like, come on, stop it. Build a relationship and really kind of have a give and take. What do we need to do as owners of cleaning companies to really have you guys be that guy when we call you like, hey, it's Mike. I can't, my favorite customer, where you really want to help us as opposed to just like, ah, this pain in the neck again.
Well, we want to help you. And I'm not just saying that, but we do, we really do. It helps if you can be a bit of an open book or be transparent. Let us know who your customers are, what your goals are, where you want to be 5 years from now, what we can do for you. And if you're open about it and you're not kind of cherry picking or you're not just, you know, using and abusing, which I don't think is anyone's intention, then we can go to work for you. So, and we want to, and it's worth us investing our time on that.
Well, not to besmirch your fine industry, but gosh, I got to tell you, in all the years when I owned my company and then just kind of being ancillarily related recently, I've not had a lot of janitorial supply companies with that kind of attitude of like, hey, let's really talk about your goals and what you're trying to accomplish and let's partner up on this. It's just been a lot of, there's the stuff, here's your online password, you know, order lots, see you tomorrow. I mean, how do I know, without sounding weird, how do I find a guy that's kind of got this attitude that you're saying of, hey, let's partner together? Because I'm always coaching my people on my side. I hate to say it, but I think that's few and far between when we're actually looking for vendors that have that attitude.
Well, I think the industry has changed, and you know, everything was a commodity. We were all looking for the cheapest stuff we could find to come in and offer the lowest price. And right now, I think for any of us to survive, for me to survive, and for you guys to survive, we need to truly add some value. And we're at a turning point where there's that opportunity to really provide some new innovations. And I mean, we can get into those specifics, but it's, you know, there's value to be had. There's profits to be made by me and by the cleaning companies in providing something a little extraordinary. And so I hope that times have changed and we're now able to, you're able to extract that value from us and we're able to commit the time because it's worth it for us to do that. So I hope that my competitors, I know that in our company, we crave that opportunity to sit down and to strategize on how we can all win together.
Yeah, and that actually brings up another
cliche,
question.
But
no, it is cliche, but it's cliche for a reason because it's true and people say it a lot. That's how cliches work. So I'm with you. Now, one of the issues I've got is I'm in Phoenix and we've got a couple very strong supply companies here because it's a large, you know, I think it's 5 million in the greater Phoenix area. But a lot of my clients are not. They're in smaller towns. Like I've tried to build a relationship, but there's like these huge national conglomerates that just don't care. And then there's my tiny little guy that doesn't have the resources. You're in Canada and obviously you don't just serve your town. How does that work? Like how far do you serve? How far, like what kind of makes sense geographically? How close do we need to be? Or is it like, no, you can choose anyone in the world?
Well, you make a great point. There's been so many amalgamations and consolidation and purchases and the little guys are struggling. And as you say, they don't have a ton of resources. The huge guys are typically dealing with the larger contractors, and it's harder to get their attention. But I would hope that, I mean, my company kind of falls in the middle. We're lucky, relatively speaking, in Canada, companies are not, you know, we don't have the same market. We've got 1/10 the number of people. But we are located in Toronto, and we're fortunate that we do have a great base. Toronto is the largest city in Canada. Ontario is the largest province, so we represent about 50% of the country is within, you know, a reasonable distance and geography for our company. And so we've been able to kind of fall in that middle where we really want to be that superior provider of expertise and products and variety and everything. I hope that that's available where you guys are. I mean, I know that the population distribution is so different in the U.S., but I would think that there are those middle sized companies that have the resources and, but still have the interest to really partner with small companies that want to grow.
Well, geographically, how far can I go, right? If you're 50 or 100 miles away or your warehouse is, that might work. But if you're 1500, that may not work. Like, do you have just in your experience of, you know, hey, this kind of distance from us or our warehouse works and beyond that it doesn't? Do you have any data on that?
I mean, my company, we're shipping, you know, coast to coast, but the majority of our business is in Ontario, as I said, and we go, 250 miles very effectively. And I think, we've got to use technology a little bit. So you want to get to know these vendors and hopefully geography and location become less important. And it's more about having the right strategy and the right synergies. So I think we can overcome that.
Okay. So I guess what I'm saying is if we do have someone out there listening going, man, I love what you're saying, Mike and Warren, and I want this relationship, but within a 100-mile radius, there's no one that qualifies, right? They're either too small or too big or for whatever reason, I just have not been able to do that. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong. I hear you saying, hey, maybe if you went 200 or 300 miles to get someone that's a good fit, the value in that relationship might be able to overcome the barriers put up by miles between you.
I think so. I mean, this is something I think that, I mean, I'm happy to help as the president of the Canadian Sanitation Supply Association. Geography is a big challenge in Canada, and I know it is in the U.S. as well. Through the ISSA, we should be able to provide some guidance and be able to help find good partners wherever, you know, for everyone. Somehow or other, we got to be able to overcome that. I'm happy to help, of course, if there's anything I can do.
Okay, good. So what I hear you saying is, if you need to go a little while, go a little while. And if you run out of resources or room, check. If you're in Canada, obviously the CSSA in the United States, ISSA, they can hopefully turn you on to, hey, here's a company that's going to fit your needs.
Yeah. And I think we can hold those companies accountable when there's a little more, when there's, you know, some people from the association making these recommendations. We want to hold distributors accountable, which is partially kind of why I was interested in getting on this call today to talk about what we can and should be doing for companies to help them grow.
All right, let's do it. The floor is open to you. What can janitorial owners of janitorial companies look for in their supply companies?
Well, I mean, as I said, you're partnering with your distributor, you're partnering with the manufacturer. You're making an investment in them, and they are, and it's reciprocal. So, share your information, and hopefully, we can come up with some opportunities to help you grow. And that's our job. So, whether it be implementing new innovations, so whether it be, you know, using robotic auto scrubbers or some of the new no-touch cleaning equipment that's out there that hopefully can help you to distinguish yourselves from your competitors, provide better service, you know, and obviously ultimately improve public image of that facility, reduce slip and falls, reduce all the liabilities, and just bring value to what you're providing.
Yeah, that's a big thing I'm constantly harping on is, hey, let's stop selling hands and toilet or dollars for hours, which is a very low margin business, and let's start solving pain and discussing how you can really just improve the lives of the people you're working with. Is that a reasonable thing to ask your supply company of, hey, do you have any data in terms of this kind of, just like you said, I'm always saying stop the conversation of it'll take this many hours for this many dollars and start the conversation of less sick days, happier employees, better margins, less slip and falls. Do you guys, is that something, that kind of data, that kind of material to share, that kind of content, is that something that should be available from your manufacturer or supply company?
I think so. I think that, these manufacturers are experts in how we can, you know, if you look at a paper company, there's so many that will come out. And first of all, providing free dispensing systems. Everyone likes the word free, and I can go down a list of free stuff that you should be getting. But the paper companies should be providing data on how you can reduce consumption. The chemical companies should be providing data on slip, you know, coefficients or bacteria reductions. We as a company, as a distributor, we have mobile apps now that help to track performance. So you had a nice call the other day on some new mobile applications that are available. But beyond just tracking, let's say, hours for your staff, you want to be able to provide information to your clients about who did what, when, and where, specifically what they did, maybe photo uploads, maybe track special projects, get signature captures, stuff like that, that you can provide so that, you know, we can give some quality assurance to what we're doing and hopefully reduce liabilities, improve public image, and reduce costs to everybody overall.
Yeah. And so because obviously a lot of those tools are available for pay. Are you saying that your company offers that some of those resources for free to their clients?
Yeah, at an entry level, when you get into sophisticated stuff. So my company, for example, we have an app. I didn't want to segue into this, but we have an app that, you know, that is free at the entry level area, just as a way to track general performance. And then if you want to get into the more deluxe, dashboards and reporting suites, then there would be a charge. But at least you have some tools that are available at a low or no cost from most distributors out there.
Well, and gosh, I just like, that's the kind of distributor I want, is the distributor that's thinking in those terms. Again, instead of you saying, hey, I'll save you a nickel on paper, you're saying, let's just up everybody's game and let's help you provide more value to your customer. And, you know, by virtue of that, to your customer as well.
Absolutely. And other free value adds that we should be providing, my company and others should provide environmental certification. So that's not only to certify that this cleaning company actually is supporting environmental initiatives, but that their facilities, any facility that works with that cleaning company, is going to benefit as well, so that the indoor air quality and the the waste and all the other benefits of, you know, reducing your environmental footprint are being passed along. We should be providing training and education at no charge, so we can train your staff, certify them, you know, give you WMIS training or fall protection, different sorts of training programs that are available. And those are things that I think should be a value add in most cases. And there's the list goes on.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm a huge fan of training, and I'm usually paying for it. But if there's free quality training, I think you've given some really kind of good green lights in terms of, I hate to go so far as disqualify, but I'm certainly going to have some other conversations if I'm looking at a guy that's like, yeah, we sell stuff. Like, you can call us and buy it, or we'll deliver it, or you can go online. That's what we do. That's a very different relationship than we've got an app to help you do a better job and show your people. And maybe we'll even come on the bid with you to show that, you know, we're together and we're supporting you. We've got some data that we can give you, as well as free training. That's just a really different relationship. So again, I'm kind of ignorant. Is that mainstream now, or is that still uncommon and you guys are kind of at cutting edge?
I don't know. I think that the times are changing again, and it's increasingly important. You got to ask. You got to ask your vendors and put it out there. We all need to improve. I keep fighting to raise the bar. I don't want we're seeing our industry being kind of plucked at by all these peripheral industries coming at the Jansan market or the cleaning industry. And I think we should be experts, and we have to promote that. So I'll go out there now and say, call me. If you need help on an RFP or on a quote or a bid, by all means, I'm happy to help at no cost at all, no matter where you're located. That is one of the areas of expertise that I think we should be bringing to our customers, because that's something that we spend a lot of time doing.
God, and I got to say, without kissing up to Warren, close your ears for a minute, Warren. This is just between me and the audience. That kind of attitude is really what I'm looking for. So it would be very reasonable for a guy like Warren to go, hey, I'm the president of the CSSA. I've got a fairly large company. I've got things to do, right? It's not like after this, he's going to go watch Oprah for a couple of, I know Oprah's off, but still, he's not, you know, he's got things to do. And it would be very reasonable to go, hey, if you're in my area, if there's a chance that you're a customer, call one of our qualified staff and they'll walk you through that. But he did. He said, call me personally, right? And I'm sure, I know that Warren's got people that kind of do that job, but to just come on and say, I want to give to this industry and I want to give to Cleaning Nation, call me personally and let me walk you through that, is a huge, that's the kind of person I want to work with. And then second, he didn't say, if you're in my area and I can make a buck off you, I think that's, I don't want to say crazy, but certainly generous of, hey, I don't care where you're at. Maybe we can do business, maybe we can't, but I really care about our industry and kind of upping the game for everybody. If I can be of use, give me a call. Let me walk through that with you. That's crazy generous. All right, you can come back to the show, Warren. We were just talking some private stuff, but yeah. I love that attitude of, and I found it, it's funny, I think you mentioned the Chronitech episode before when I had them in with their app. I found the people I love and are just successful are those guys and gals that are like, I'm just here to give value. And yeah, at some point, somehow it's going to shake out, matriculate down and be making a buck, but that'll sort itself out. I really just am passionate about what I'm doing and I want to bring value to this community. And I love that heart. And I think if we had more, not just janitorial supply companies, but commercial cleaning company or residential cleaning company with that, how can I serve my customer? I think we'd all get a lot farther, a lot faster.
Yeah. I mean, I felt pretty fortunate. I grew up in this. I mentioned that last time that this business was in existence, and I initially wasn't that excited by it, and I wanted to turn it into something that was more in line with my dreams. My wife saves lives in hospitals, and I don't always feel that what I do, moving boxes, is not really going to bring any tremendous, life-changing value out there. But what I can do is I can, if I can help people to elevate their game and get, and bring some real value to hospitals or to other facilities, reduce HAIs or reduce slip and falls and provide some cool stuff out there that nobody knew existed, then it makes me feel like, going to work was really valuable. Like I said, moving boxes, selling garbage bags and paper products at the lowest price doesn't really provide anybody anything, any great value, including myself. So.
Yeah, and that goes for owners of cleaning companies, right? Those of you out there going, listen, we're going to vacuum this area or clean that toilet or take out that trash. It's real hard to get fired up about getting out of bed every day to do that. But just like what Warren said, when you can be like, hey, we are giving families back their time. We are making work environments healthier and safer and more effective and efficient. That's something worth doing. So I kind of love that attitude. We'll just encourage you, not just when you're looking for vendors to work with, but when you're getting up out of bed yourself of what am I doing today? And if I'm just taking out a bunch of trash, go back to bed, right? There's anyone can do that. But if you're really helping and changing lives, that's worth it.
And you, Mike, you do a great job at touching on this all the time is how do I, justify a slightly higher or price, and how do I retain more clients? Well, in my view, the way to do that, the easiest way, is to be able to provide some value add to your customers that should be provided by people like me, such as, once again, green certification. So you're going in there, you say to your client, by the way, when you deal with me, we're only using environmentally responsible products, and your facility is going to be green certified. We also have an app that's available where you can now go online and see all the work that has been done, and you have a quality assurance program to ensure that what you're paying for, you're getting value. So yeah, we may not be the cheapest, but we're definitely the best.
Yeah, and there's a huge difference between give me a couple bucks and I'll throw some labors in here and we'll get this place ship shape. And here are the checklists that we use. Here are progress pictures that we take that you can access or not. Here's the infrastructure. They're really buying an infrastructure and a system that can solve their problem, right? If it was just cleaning up, they're like, well, we have employees. We hire people all the day. We'll just hire someone to come in here and clean up in their spare time. But that's not it. It's the systems and the processes and what really needs to be clean and how should that look and how often and what do we need to do to get this result of a lot of the benefits that Warren talked about a place that, has less injuries, less people sick, that's healthy for the people that are there, that can be some certification that they can share with their customers and their employees. So I just love that kind of game-changing. The price just doesn't come into play as much at that level as it does as, we got toilet paper, two kinds. What do you want? Like, it's real hard to make a buck at that.
So we're allowing you to not only create some stickiness, keep your customers, even if you raise your price a little bit, there's no way we're going to switch because this guy, look at all these great things that he provides, he or she. But on top of that, now let's start to expand out. We have these great services. We have this great app. We have you're all green certified. Why aren't you buying your lighting? Why aren't you buying your supplies from us? Why aren't you allowing us maybe to reach out into pest control or other areas? Because we have such great tools for you to be able to, benefit from. So I think maybe we need to start expanding our businesses within our customer base, just as we're seeing, all these other organizations starting to attack our business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Really, what at the foundation of everything, all we have is the value of our business is relationships with our customers, relationships with our employees, and the systems that serve them. That's it. So if we've got that relationship, it may be a potentially million-dollar relationship, but if you don't tell them, hey, we can also do your lights, or we can also do pest control, or these are other services that we offer, it not only are you missing out on that kind of potential value for that customer, but you're ripe for the other guy, like you said, that isn't the pest control, that's jumping into janitorial. Not only do you lose out on value that you could have, but you might lose a customer altogether as someone that goes, hey, I'm really looking for a single source solution. And quite frankly, you're not it.
Yep. We called someone else to do our window cleaning. We called someone else to restore our wood floors. We called someone to come in and do training for our staff. These are things that, again, I think that you guys should be able to do. And again, you can call upon us. And again, I'm happy to help direct you in any way that I can so that you can take advantage of this sort of thing. And I think, as I said, the distributor will get it back. You know, you're going to go to them, and you're not going to probably be as worried about the lowest price and cherry picking, because you're getting some great value from that partnership.
Yeah, it really is value from partnership versus, you know, my overall bill was $1,117, and I think I could have got it for $1,088. Like, absolutely missing the point. Like, you deserve the low price guy that you're going to get with that kind of attitude. The one thing I wanted to mention is you use the word stickiness, which I love. I call it pain of disconnect, and I'm a huge fan of being a number of quantifiable things when the customer's like, well, I can save a buck on my either janitorial supplies or my janitorial service itself. But gosh, you know, they leave cards, and they, just like you said, the same kind of value. What I'm hoping that you guys get is not just, wow, I can really increase the value that I receive from any vendor, but certainly your janitorial supply vendor. But what would it look like? My whole job is being a vendor to somebody else. What should it look like? How can I add these kinds of value adds to my customer? And a lot of times where we get stuck with that is, oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of work. Well, it sure does. But if you've got a janitorial supply company that's already done it, and you can kind of piggyback off of their work, and that's included in the service, good Lord, I'm really at that point not worried about price so much as the value that I give my customer.
Absolutely. And a couple other things that I think that the distributor should be providing nowadays. You know, you try to make their lives easier. So you may want to, you know, use online ordering. But with that online ordering, I'm not just trying to make it easier for the distributor. I want to be able to demand some information. I want to be able to know which facility, where are these products going? So, you know, you can drop ship to all my different cleaning contracts, but I want to be able to track, where's the spend going? Why am I spending so much at this one particular building? Maybe I'd like to have a budget in place. So you should be able to, you know, a distributor like me should be able to have a maximum spend for each facility per month, for example, and be able to provide you those reports so you can go back and maybe you can bill some of that stuff. Again, personal on-site support, you want to be able to demand that. Have us come out there and help work with you and provide some improvements to that facility. I think those are the key areas that we should be able to help you with.
All right. Well, I'm going to get greedy since you've been so generous. I'm like, well, shoot, if they're just this amazing, what about new customers? Is that something that I would be a reasonable expectation in terms of, hey, I'd like to grow my business. I'd like to get new clients. Is there any value add that could or should be expected in that universe with your janitorial supply company?
That's a great point, and I forgot to mention that. But yeah, networking opportunities. So at my company, we had a customer appreciation event. We had all our vendors here and a lot of great customers coming from all over Ontario to meet with the vendors. But they really, the cleaning companies that came, so benefited more from meeting with some of the other end users. So they got to meet some hospitals and the zoo or hotels that came by, and they were able to pick up some new contracts potentially. So it should be a community of, you know, of all different types of people working together who appreciate value. And so, yeah, you can demand that. You're a great customer. Ask your distributor to recommend some of their customers that might be worth calling.
Well, and I also like setting up you took it a step further with that event, because it's a world of difference if I'm on a job walk with 9 other janitorial companies and one, you know, whoever's in charge of the RF, the bidding process in that moment. That, sure, fine. That's a potential lead, sure. But me having a cocktail or whatever's appropriate at the event that you're at, enjoying each other and just having a conversation about our kids or soccer or football or whatever you want to talk about, outside of that is a very different space to be in. And that's kind of where you get the call before that 9-person job walk is, hey, we're looking to go to bid. Do you have any consultation? I met you at that thing. I'd love to talk to you. So I think those sorts of opportunities are really almost, that's the kind of thing we can't put together as janitorial company. And maybe we could, but gosh, it's a lot of time and money and expertise. And if you've got a supply company that's willing to do that, gosh, you've given some just really good value adds, but I think that would be huge. And these are questions you can ask before you kind of move your business from one place to another. No?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this was the first one we did this year. It was called the 2016 Innovations Expo. And we had, if I may, we had Unger doing our cleaning the outside of our window of our building in 2 hours, what used to take 2 days. So it was a great opportunity for people who never got into window cleaning to say, wow, this is a great opportunity for us to expand our business. And then we had, you know, we were exhibiting all of the key new innovations. We were grinding our warehouse floor in the back and resurfacing it and showing people how that's a new opportunity for their cleaning company to go out and start selling that service. And the list goes on. Again, we had no touch restroom cleaning equipment on display. We had Kaivac come in from Ohio to demonstrate that. And we had 35 other key manufacturers exhibiting their products and teaching contract cleaners and municipalities, school boards, et cetera, how to improve their game. And it was a lot of fun. We didn't have any cocktails, unfortunately, Mike, but,
come on, you guys are Canadian. How do you even call yourself Canadians with no cocktails?
That's true. How do we stay warm in the winter without our little something inside our desk drawer? But, we did have fun regardless. And people hung out for the whole day. So, I don't know. That may not be something that's happening all the time. I think we're going to see more and more of it, but definitely trade shows are a good opportunity for that. And again, just ask your distributor to help you out. You're trying to grow and you're trying to commit to them. They should be reciprocating.
Well, trade show is the exact word I thought. Like, man, that sounds like a mini trade show in your own town. And the fact that, I mean, just the fact that they're going through the time, and I don't even know that the expense was probably that high, but just the time and focus to bring, you know, sounds like multiple vendors together for a full event. And again, just the fact that you're there, even if the next time you see that contact that you made is on the job walk, if I'm the guy making that decision, I'm like, well, gosh, there's 9 people on this job walk. This is the only guy I know personally. And where were these other guys, right? You know, Mike's on top of his game. He's actually taking time out to learn and have cutting edge. That's the kind of person I want. I don't want to have to explain to him, hey, I saw this touchless thing. I'd like it in my office. Mike was already there. I can go, hey, remember at that event we had that touchless thing? Do you guys? I mean, the quality of the conversation is just radically different. And again, that's something you can't really set up as yourself. We talked about in the other podcast I did with Warren, the power of trade shows. This literally sounds like a mini trade show that kind of happened in the town of that you're in, where you could just, you don't have to fly or do hotel or anything.
In Toronto, it was a trade show, but I think it went one step further. We had robotic auto scrubbers in the warehouse where you could actually watch our warehouse getting cleaned. We were cleaning the windows. We were grinding the stone in our warehouse. And the list goes on. So it was great. But what I recommend here is that the end user or the cleaner or the environmental services manager at the hospitals got to meet directly with the manufacturers. And that's really huge. So you want these people, distributors and manufacturers, we're employed and we need to work with you. So you want to provide an environmental, a new offering to one of your contracts, get to know the manufacturer. That way you hold the distributor accountable. You're not married to me. You're married to Georgia Pacific or Rubbermaid, and get to know the manufacturers and get them involved. And they are employed to come out and work with you and provide value. So this just gave an opportunity for you to meet directly with 35 manufacturers in one day. It was great.
Well, and just that resource, again, if I'm trying to hire somebody for my hospital or my medical facility or law office or whatever the case may be, and I've got, you know, a couple guys, you know, writing down on a napkin $3,000 a month and sliding it across the table to me, and I've got another vendor that's like, well, let me get my janitorial supply company out here. I think he might have some resources that could bear. And we've got a couple of manufacturers that we work with that I think have some expertise that I don't. Let me get their take on this. And you kind of have a team effort in terms of, let's get this problem solved top to bottom for you. That's just a whole universe of, I don't even know how cheap you could be for me to go, well, do I go with the one guy that's just got some people and, you know, wrote 3K on a number and circled it and sent it over, or the guy that's got a whole team of people with, a, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50, 60 years of combined experience that he's trying to solve my problem with? I get a lot less interested in price at that moment than I do on, hey, who knows what the heck they're talking about? I'm letting these human beings in my building and trusting maybe my most valuable asset on my balance sheet to these people. Maybe I should get the guy that's got a team of people as opposed to just, you know, Lone Ranger over here.
I think so. I mean, I think there's a place for everybody. I hope that the small, we can all survive. But the main thing is we grow together, we work together, we try to expand, try to increase that stickiness, and try to grow and try to become more sophisticated together. So sharing information, investing a little bit of time in professionalizing what we do from top to bottom, hopefully we'll all survive and we'll all do a lot better and prosper.
Love it, love it, love it. I'm solved. I'm going to stop going to Costco and 17 different supply companies and pick someone that's good. All right, Warren, I want to make sure you've got so much experience in this. And like I said, I bet you've probably forgotten more about this than I know. I'm going to shut up and just give you the open floor to close. You have final words. You can say anything you like that you think will bring value to Cleaning Nation, and we'll call it a day. Go.
Wow. I don't know. No, I know, pressure. That last time you keep flattering me and saying that I've forgotten more than you know, and all those years, you're really dating me and making me feel extraordinarily old. Last time I think you said I've been in the business since the 50s and I wasn't born then, but not to embarrass you, but I don't know a whole lot. I consider myself kind of a consultant, recommending great manufacturers to work with great clients. I invest the time, learn, talk to people, try to become more professional, everybody, and try to bring real value together. And, I think we'll all succeed. And listen, obviously that's most important. So, listen to what the needs are. And, I think that's all I got for you, Mike.
Quickest and best lesson I ever got in sales, I stole from Jack Daly, which is ask questions and listen. If you get that down, you can do just about anything else. All right, I've got to say, Warren, thank you so much for joining us. I say this a lot, but I truly, truly, you get double helping of this. Thank you for sharing your passion, your perspective. I love your kind of idea of, let's just make this whole thing more professional, top to bottom. I appreciate you as a person, as well as your knowledge. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Warren's show notes page and, of course, get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter.